लगता है दिया।
पुत्रिका,
पुत्रिका
पुत्री का लड़का गोद लिया था।
अच्छा प्रॉपर्टी जेरे मणिपुर
Two of our men tried to go to Manipur from Ceylon, and they, you know Prabhu Vishnu? But they could not, you have to get special license for foreigners.
It's the letter. We can get it.
Really?
We shall get it, you let it.
Yes.
স্বজনে মানে ওই ভাড়া দেবে আই গিভ লেকচার লাস্ট সানডে দ্যাট গীতা মন্ডল আই গিভ এ লেকচার So they are very anxious to receive Srila Prabhupada.
Back in Manipur,
American,
a big nice center of Vaishnava. You are descendants of Babruva. There is no doubt about you. Vaishnava Raja. Make Manipur a strong center of Vaishnava. And it will be easily done. Strong Vaishnava center, Khatriya. I would like to see this.
Yeah, I think the Manipur government, they are willing to even donate land.
Yes,
it will be very easy.
Let us cooperate. Manipur is already for the last 5,000 years at least. The name is in the Bhagavad Manipur. And still they are Vaishnavas. They have got temple in Navadvi, in Vrindavan. Manipur has celebrated.
The chief minister also came, the Singh.
The governor of Punjab is Manipuri. He is so kind, he came to see me with his full staff. The governor was so respectful to me. So he came to see me, you know?
Yes, with Chandigarh.
Chandigarh, yes. In his state where Eddie Kong, secretary, everything. Offer is this thing. The Manipuri people are very nice. Why not organize, rejuvenate them? You are the Manipur's son. Now you are perfect Vaishnava. let us make Manipur a Vaishnava Kshatriya center. Very nice. Then make relations with Nepal. Nepal are their Kshatriyas also.
The intermarriage between the kingly families, the Manipur and the Nepal.
There's marriage.
They have intermarriage.
Yes, they are Kshatriyas. Manipur, they are Kshatriyas, and Nepal is also Kshatriyas. Bhopal?
Bhopal.
Bhopal is also, they are Kshatriyas.
Bhopal, I know. Bhopal is
Bhutan.
Bhutan.
Bhutan, Bhutan, yes, not Bhopal. Bhopal is in it. Bhutan.
Nepal, Bhutan, and Manipur.
Make Manipur a strong center and bridge the other side. Manipur, next is Burma.
Burma.
Yes. They used to fight the king of Manipur and the Burmese fighting.
Still?
They used to fight long ago.
Fighting between king and king, there is always. But what is the cause of fighting? Vaishnava should fight with the non-Vaishnava. So I have already written you.
Yes.
So you can arrange when it will be suitable to go there.
Any time will be suitable. This is pretty cold at this time.
Yeah, then it is not so
cold. After Mayapur, I think that will be best. This the Mayapur festival, and it will be very nice. It's getting warmer. It was 7 degrees this morning. But we have very little snow.
You came directly here by
plane? No, I came to Calcutta. I was Babsanapriya in Bombay. So I was planning to go to Bombay. Then I went to the temple. Last time I came and I called the temple, but there was nobody. So I didn't know where Prabhupada is. So I was trying to go to Bombay today. Then I learned from the temple that Prabhupada is here. So I was planning to go by to come by train. Then I found that there's an aeroplane also available. So I came by plane.
Yes, from Bhuvanai, Calcutta to Bhuvanai, there is plane.
I have never been here before, in Bhuvanasore.
Bhuvanasore, Jagannath Puri, they are important places. So give him prasad first. Prasad Khan.
We had a meeting in, before I came here in Washington with Rupanuga Prabhu and the other scientists and our group for the institute. So I have some papers that to be signed by Divine Grace. So we do it in the morning, tomorrow.
Yes. We have started one institute. What's with Anthony?
Yes, and I want to show several aspects of the our journal. So Vigyanam, we have almost completed the first
volume. Publishing one paper. So Vigyanam. How do you like this name? So Vigyanam. This is picked up from
Bhagavad Gita.
Gyanam Deham Sabhigyanam Prabhupsan Vasuya. Sabhigyanam. Sabhigyanam means according to science. So did you
see? I have some we have some designs about the what it covers, the first issue. I wanted to So to Prabhupada, I think. Yeah.
We are challenging scientists that life cannot be produced by chemical compounds. Life comes from life. And they're all big chemists. There is another PhD, another MSc, Pari. He cannot do that.
I would like to see Arun Kanti Ghosh. He once told me anytime he wanted to go to Manipur, he would give an official letter. So if I can show him this letter, I can make arrangements now so that after Mayapur we can go. I can give them the names and our passport numbers.
Yeah, I have the forms I brought from Manipur. All right. So that...
So you arrange it?
Yes. Because he will give this letter of recommendation for us to go.
Some of the samples that we have to do.
This is like Scientific American. Cover up.
That's designed by...
Easy.
That's Darwin.
Nastik banaya yehi sab duniya.
Of course, this with the Mayapur background, the idea is that at the bottom is the molecules.
Will be a revolution. Science and Bhagavad Gita.
He's a member. Three times to our temple in Calcutta. And through another member, Mr. Maheshwari, he became one of our members.
Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, American, in a sub-command. This is really United Nations. Our organization. They give whatever scientists law, interest lena hai. Agar isme substance nahi hai. So, what are the pictures?
Oh, I have many pictures. I gave a lecture, seminar, just before I came here to the university, about the nature of the absolute truth in terms of science and in terms of Bhagavad Gita, the comparative study of the concept of the absolute truth. And there were many professors from physics, chemistry, mathematics, from philosophy, from biology, and from sociology. So it was, Balavan Prabhu was also there, the other devotees. It was quite interesting, I made a slideshow.
Balavan was in Manipur?
No, This is in the United States.
In America. Yeah.
And that's before I came. And so we made several slides, and this is called transparencies. We were going to make all these things as illustrations in our book, as well as in the journal. These are some samples that we have.
So what these big, big scientists said?
The chairman gave me a nice letter saying that this is the first type of seminar that he has ever heard in his life. And we made the presentation sound very scientific. We had a slide projection on one side and this overhead projection on the other side. So we made a good presentation so that people can be attracted. And it was quite effective. In fact, it was most effective so far we have seen. Because it was very colorful, the pictures, and we are comparing the fundamental concept of the absolute truth as is understood by modern science, and the defects of it, and then what is the alternative view, we call the other alternative scientific view, and that is from, we speak about the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, about the nature of life, about the nature of the self. We tackle that non-chemical and non-physical, then try to explain it in terms of scientific terminologies and scientific language.
That part it does not burn, it does not...
Yes.
That is...
Yes.
Mainam
Sindhya.
That is non-physical.
You like a comparative study chart.
We are presenting Shastriya Varsha in modern scientific symbolic representation. So the chairman said that he never...
Yeah, he has a letter with me. That is the, these are that's a comparison between Bhagavad Gita and the science. On the left side is the modern scientific view, on the right side is from Bhagavad Gita, about the nature of the absolute truth.
Two alternative views are the laws of nature. These laws exist, but they are inconceivable to the human mind. View of modern science, yes. They exist in variantly throughout space, yes. They do not change with time, yes. They control all manifestation, no. What does that mean?
Modern science.
Yes.
On Bhagavad Gita, on the right column is from Bhagavad Gita, the right hand side, the alternative. We do not call Bhagavad Gita directly, but we say the alternative view. So that they do not immediately be offended. We call alternative scientific view. Oh yes, it's very interesting that science says that those equations at the bottom are the those are the ultimate truth. modern science, some of these mathematical equations. And so if we analyze this on the analytical basis, they are like this, those mathematical equations. So this is the concept of absolute truth in terms of science. And these are atoms and molecules, or we call it fundamental particles. And so the spring between the two is some sort of electromagnetic force in the different, between different, among different particles. So this is the concept of absolute truth in terms of science. And we analyze this in terms of our practical experience from our daily experience. And we gave some nice examples like this. This is a crocodile. In fact, this is a crocodile from, it's a male crocodile from Nile, from South Africa. Came in the Scientific American just a few months ago. There, he's trying to break an egg just to come out that little young one, the small, the baby crocodile. Mm. And what he does is...
They come out from egg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lay eggs. And
how big it is?
I don't know how big it is.
Not very big.
I don't think it's very big.
Not very big, because they have baby crocodiles at home. In the United States, it used to be the fashion. They would get a baby crocodile. They would keep him in a tub. Then he would get too big, so they would flush it down the toilet. And then in the sewers in New York, many crocodiles.
Yeah, they're all living in the sewers.
If one goes in the sewers, it's very dangerous because crocodiles are grown up and they're in the sewers. So they get them small size. And they keep them at home.
It's switched on. And then it's
thrown
in the common.
And it goes to the sewer. And in the sewer in New York are big underground, big tunnels. And in there, big, big crocodiles. The men who work in the sewers are very dangerous.
No, they don't.
Because they're all big things.
Yeah.
Crocodiles, snake, big cats.
Big cats?
And big rats.
The crocodiles, they do not eat the rats?
And there are all kinds of many living entities there in the sewers in New York. In all sewers in big western cities. There's a very famous French novel, and it describes how a prisoner was escaping from troops, so he went in the sewer. And in the sewer, there's all kinds of so many things. There's an article about New York sewers and London
sewers.
They
can live in that nasty water?
It's warm. The reason why they're down there is because the sewers are always very warm, so it's very conducive for the alligators. So they grow big, very big.
What they eat?
Rodents, rats, different things.
London sewers also.
But the idea behind this is that the jaws of this, the crocodile is so big and so powerful that they can crush the, they say, the femur of a buffalo, the thigh, big, all at once. They can crush it immediately. But in the case of... the egg, he has this loving tendency, the tender care, so that the little one is not hurt. The feeling, that the conscious feeling.
Affection.
Yes. How that can come about by this, those pushes and pulls, that is our question. We inquire, how can this be explained this in terms of atoms and molecules? We assume that life is nothing but a manifestation of these pushes and pulls of these molecular interactions, then science is no explanation. And then we take an example from Darwin himself, his own words.
Did you read this caption, Srila Prabhupada, for this crocodile? because it explains how the male crocodile, he takes the egg between underneath his tongue and he rolls it backwards and forwards very gently until the young crocodile hatches. And then he leaves his mouth open and the little crocodile jumps out and swims ashore.
Okay.
So the point they were making was that if it was simply a question of chemical reaction, that tendency, how would he have that loving feeling to hatch the baby?
After all, they're man eaters. They would immediately eat.
Yes.
But he is not eating.
And that the other do is, the lands.
Yes.
There are four baby lands. Not baby, very big. But there is no attack.
No attack.
There is no attack. The feelings of affection is there in the animal.
Mm.
Ferocious animal. So what is the scientist reply?
Oh, they are fascinated with this concept, but they cannot explain. They are failing in those aspects.
You are attacking them like they said. That's cool.
That's Darwin again.
Mm-hmm.
So Darwin, his own words, we are quoting his words, mm-hmm. and we are going to use it as illustrations in the book as well as in the journal.
I remember well the time when the thought of the I made me cold all over, but I have got over this stage of the complaint, and now a small trifling particulars of structure often make me very uncomfortable. The sight of a feather in a peacock's tail whenever I graze at the neck.
Make me sick.
Make me sick. What does he mean by this?
He says, see, his theory of evolution cannot explain how these eyes are evolved, or eyes. So he felt very uncomfortable just seeing in the beginning this eye, our eyes.
Mm.
But he says that now at that stage he has overcome to some extent, but still one particular phenomenon is bothering him very much. That is the eye and the peacock's tail. This delicate and nice design with this colorful structure.
He said,
how it evolved. He cannot explain by this theory. So he said, whenever he gaze at it, see, that makes him sick.
It's the opposite of the Buddha.
Yeah, that's very artificially how long you'll stand.
Actually, he has marked many important things for us also, especially in his autobiography. We're quoting some of his words, saying that when he was young, in his childhood, he was very fascinated by works of art, like reading literature, like works of Shakespeare and poets like Byron, Keats, and Shelley. He said he was very fascinated in his childhood, in his
youth. He was a thoughtful man, undoubtedly.
But when he finished his book, The Theory of Evolution, in his old days, he said he lost all the tests. He said whenever he starts to remember his youthful days, he said he's almost at a point of nauseation, almost vomiting. Whenever he remembers the Shakespeare and Byron, all these things, he said he just
became too much prosaic. He became prosaic. He could not appreciate poetic.
He said he lost all taste in life. He said no all meaning. Life becomes no meaning, has no meaning. No purpose. He said he lost all those tests.
He regrets.
He regrets.
Became hopeless.
So actually that is the result of the theory, because the theory says that we are the combination of some molecules. We come from molecules, and when we finish, we'll also go to molecules. So that very philosophy that very concept Max will think that way.
You are the scientist?
He was called naturalist. Yeah, he has a background in biology. And to counteract his statement, we have also another statement from, this is from Einstein, but another from Pasteur, which is very suitable for our purpose. Einstein was against the what I call the laws of quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics is the most advanced stage of modern physics or modern chemistry. But there says that there must be chance. They must introduce the concept of chance in order to explain the nature of the absolute truth. In other words, these physical laws, the laws of nature.
The absolute truth is also chance.
In order to write down in the form of mathematical formulas or equations in quantum mechanics, this they call probability, the theory of probability or chance should be introduced. But Einstein was against that. That's what he's saying. That it says that the Heisenberg Bohr tranquilizing philosophy or religion is so delicately contrived that for the time being it provides a general pillow for a true believer from which he cannot very easily be aroused. So let him lie there. In other words, those who believe in chance, the main concept in quantum mechanics or quantum physics, mainly from this Heisenberg and Bohr, they are well-known physicists. And there is a chapter called Copenhagen Interpretation. There was a great meeting in Copenhagen about this concept of quantum mechanics, and so they called it Copenhagen Interpretation. And there, the main speakers were this Heisenberg and Bohr. And they were saying that, yes, we must accept that there must be chance. So the argument was put forward by these people, but Einstein is against to that idea. So he's saying that those who believe, let them lie there, because the philosophy made by these people serves as a very gentle pillow, very soft. So once people lie there, they cannot be very easily be aroused. That's the idea, but he said that is not a fact.
That's like, it means it's an easy way out for them to say chance.
Yes, those who don't understand, and those who want to just be satisfied with that concept, so that let them lie there for the time being. But for the, he said that is not a truth.
So why did scientists die?
Why did scientists die?
Yes, I don't know. Make some arrangement that they're not.
Well, they're making to that, they're making an attempt so that not to die.
Exactly. All the scientists, past, present, everyone is dying.
They will not die, then they will make themselves to suicide, you know.
Here is our last counteracting statement from Pasteur. It's,
shall I read it?
Yes.
It's a long one. I have been looking for spontaneous generation for 20 years without discovering it. No, I do not judge it impossible. But what allows you to make it the origin of life? You place matter before life, and you decide that matter has existed for all eternity. How do you know that the incessant progress of science will not compel scientists to consider that life has existed during eternity and not matter? You pass from matter to life because your intelligence of today cannot conceive things otherwise. How do you know that in 10,000 years one will not consider it more likely
that matter has emerged from life.
That is exactly what we say, what Prabhupada says.
Louis Pasteur.
Yes, matter has come from life.
We conclude our lecture with this. So they are all silent. Because if the fellow scientist said that.
So we first all protested. Yeah. Life, matter comes from life, not life comes from matter. So when he concluded, they are silent.
Yeah, they are almost pin drop silent. All of them. So, normally they ask many questions, this type of lecture. But not this time. There were some at the beginning.
So, our triumph is ahead.
So, Sarabhati told me that he's going to give some lectures in this coming few weeks in Boston.
Who?
The together, the two scientists, our two scientists.
Sariputta.
That they're going to do the same thing, same lecture as I gave, similar style. It only copies. We made very many colorful slides and transparencies so that we speak from just like any other professional speakers in science. So
you can have the right to speak. You're a qualified scientist or doctor. They must agree to hear it. Cannot deny.
And our mathematician is very good. And, he's also, he has some good artistic ideas. In fact, he told me that he started some art.
So he's a mathematician, another physicist.
He's and he's a boat.
Chemist. So, complete science. The pure science is mathematics, physics, and chemistry. So our three PhDs, the combination of pure science. Nobody can defeat. Mathematics is there, physics is there, chemistry. And my sentiment is I challenge, but no. Light from life, not matter. So perhaps I challenge first, or anybody. This life from life, not from matter.
Yes, in proper delivery.
I think we should make maybe a few plates, just like they have shown the scientists. But a few plates of yourself with some quotations, challenging these men.
Or another challenge is that never gone to moon plan.
Oh, that's a problem now. See, sometimes when we give lectures, so some time ago we gave in Gainesville. We were talking about life and matter. But then some people came and they said they asked that question about the moon thing. So we said we were working at it. And
another my challenge is that moon is beyond the sun. First planet is
sun,
and then moon. So if the sun is 93 million miles and moon is above the sun 1,600,000, then how they can go to the moon planet in 4 days? It requires 7.5 months. That is my challenge.
You mentioned also that Sunday, Monday.
Yes.
Sunday is first. That is the sun, that
is,
moon
that
day.
Is,
moon.
All over the world. Sunday first, Monday second. Ravi Som.
Vakni Mandala, Surya Mandala, Soma Mandala. In Archan. Om Mang Vatni Mandalaya Dashakalapani Namaha, Om Ang Arka Mandalaya Dvadashakalapani Namaha, Om Soma Mandalaya Shodashakalapani
Namaha. Surya Mandala above?
Before, below. Then comes Soma Mandala. Soma Mandala last. Vatni Mandala, Surya Mandala, Soma Mandala.
So let us do something. Krishna consciousness moment, we can meet the any scientist also.
Remember, we need a Krishna conscious astronomer now too.
Yeah,
then that will be complete.
Yeah, actually, we started looking some on this astronomy thing. On this Surya Siddhanta, Sarabhuda is especially interested because he's a mathematician. So normally astronomy is the subject of mathematics.
Yeah.
So he found this this copy in Princeton just recently, last month or so. And there we found that the idea is very similar. It's a modern science in the Surya Siddhanta. But we heard that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada translated Siddhanta, but we are not getting a copy of it. So he asked me to look in Calcutta. Some astrologers.
He had some disciples, some astronomer. His name can be had from Calcutta.
Mohini Mohana?
Ah, Mohini Shastri. Mohini Shastri. He was his disciple.
I went to try his death. No,
he
passed away. And I saw his son, also the son. I asked if he had any of Srila Prabhupada's books on Jyotish, but he not. He is practicing Jyotish, but not.
Mine is after his son.
Son. Shambhaji.
My Guru Maharaj was a great astronomer.
Yes. I think that will be our proper research. Look into it.
From Surya Siddhanta, he got the Bhakti Siddhanta. He got this title, Surya Siddhanta. When he became Vaishnava he was Bhakti Siddhanta.
We show some translations in English. Surya Siddhanta was in Library of Congress in Washington, but the translation there was was very was not good. It was all wrong interpretations.
Who translated?
Some English authors, outsiders.
He was outside from now on?
I think it was from Germany. Knew something about Sanskrit. But the translation was just like to criticize those Indian, old Indian astronomers, something like very, not even using even respectful words, but something very offensive sometimes. So we didn't bother to go to those books.
In this copy of Surya Siddhanta, in London, at the India Office Library, they have a copy in Bengali.
In Bengali?
Yes, the original. But they do not let. They have a funny. You cannot copy the whole book with the Xerox there. You only can see it and copy it by hand. But there's a copy from Hari Press.
But very old paper.
Yeah, very old.
To copy in hand, how long it takes? Very big book.
No, not so big. And they also have that pundit who used to live with Bhakti Vinod. They had that tall Saraswati pole, Saraswati Chaturshpati. Mm. Bhakti Siddhanta, his name was, his books are also the two, three books. Mm. They were published jointly from Saraswati Bhavan.
So the scientists could not say anything.
Well, which side we are working at it? Hmm. We are not giving a definite because we need some proof to satisfy them. So we are
anyway, you are meeting big scientists.
But we are saying that our senses are very incomplete, very limited. You know? So, how can we?
That is our basic principle of knowledge.
Yes.
That every one of us is defective.
Yes.
So you cannot give us complete knowledge. It is not possible. We must receive knowledge from the perfect without defect.
So we are bringing that in answering, not answering directly, but saying that whatever we see, whatever we find by experimental science, by these instruments, we see something. But how do we know that our method of receiving knowledge is by itself
perfect.
Defective?
Defect, yes.
Because actually there are many defects in
they
science.
They do not challenge you that how your knowledge is. They do not tell in there.
No?
No, they can challenge like that. That if our knowledge is imperfect, how your knowledge is perfect? If they challenge like that, what will answer?
We say we take
child is imperfect. But when the child says, this is spectacle, and if we ask the child, how do you know? Father told me, then it is perfect. He received the knowledge from the father, and this is spectacle. So although he is imperfect child, he speaks perfect. That is all. That statement is not imperfect. We cannot be perfect, that's not possible. But if we receive knowledge from the perfect, then our knowledge is perfect. Now let's take prasadam.
That's giving us some difficulty. But finally I got it.
Yes, I wish.
Yeah. I got
the blue card?
Yes. They're giving me all kinds of trouble. Washington.
What is it here?
There's no reason. They're just not...
Because you are challenging? Maybe. But one thing I have not experienced, because you took immigration from America, it was so difficult. If you have taken immigration outside USA, then it would have been easier. That was my case. When I was trying to get immigration from America, it was practically.
It was easier about a few years ago, Sri Prabhupada.
And
now it is very difficult for anybody.
To get immigration?
Yes.
About
4 or 5 years ago. Since.
But when I tried to get immigration from Montreal, I got it within 3 months.
Oh.
Of course, the consulate general was a black man, and he appreciated my books very much. Immediately.
In my case, the university sponsored me, saying that there's nobody in the United States that they can do the job as I do, which is not true.
What is your job?
My job, my work, chemist, the instrument I work, saying that must be written to the federal government, to the Labor Department, saying that there's nobody who will be able to do my job in the United States, qualified. Then the second condition is that by being employed myself, then nobody will be displaced. Any U.S. citizen will not be displaced by my employment. And so those two conditions. And it has to be written by the university sponsor.
Very difficult.
But they did it. After that, I have to get from India government, saying that India government has no objection for me to be in the United States. So I have to get from central government, from the Ministry of Education. And I have to get one certificate from the passport office in Calcutta, regional passport office. And I have to get one from Manipur government, saying that Manipur government has no objection for me to be in the United States. And the Manipur government objected that they want me back to Manipur. So there was some difficulty at the beginning. Then I told him that, no, don't say that. Just say that you don't need me. So they did it later, and then I got all those letters. And that letter has to go to Indian embassy. First of all, it has to go to Indian consulate in San Francisco. And San Francisco had to send a letter of recommendation to Indian embassy in Washington. And the Indian embassy has to send to federal government, to the Labor Department in Washington, State Department, saying that such and such has this letter.
They made it very complicated.
And they have to send to Atlanta to the immigration office. And finally, the immigration office has to get a final word from federal government, from the State Department. And then the interview has to come. So it took almost 2 years. So I thought I'll not get it. So Rupa Prabhu,
they made it so complicated.
It's very difficult nowadays. So Rupa Prabhu was telling me that everybody was telling me in Washington when we had meeting that I will never get it because they know that I'm in Hare Krishna. So they're against Hare Krishna, the federal government at this stage. So they are thinking that it's because of that and I will never get it.
So the opposition is very strong now?
Yes, they're trying their best. And personally also that since from outside there are some friends, outsiders, but not in the movement, but those who are slightly favorable to the movement, they also have some comments about some of the techniques that we use, some of the methods that we use in Sankirtan, in book distribution, things like that.
They do not like it.
Some of them don't. The technique that we use, especially during the Christmas time and
right, we cannot invite friends to dine.
No, they are saying that the way that we go, that in disguise,
Santa Claus suits.
Yeah, things like that. In fact, some Indians, they telephone in Atlanta. There are many Bengalis. They telephone me and they saying, "Why do you do that? Since you're already well known, and." Can sell as you are. You don't need to be disguised. Yes, you will appreciate it way better than just going something hidden. So some sort of a cheating propensity idea. There's some truth in it.
Yeah.
No, but many groups, they are dressing in Santa Claus.
It's traditional.
People are more inclined to take your book or gift if it is Santa Claus during that time.
Or selling, we can take any.
Yeah,
trick.
They all do it. Every in Macy's department store.
It's a salesman's trick. That is allowed everywhere. If I can sell more books by some trick, I must sell them. That is salesman.
All the big department stores, they have Santa Claus.
They bring their own Santa Claus and they give away small gifts just to encourage the people to buy big gifts. It's a big racket they have inside the apartment stores.
In fact, Rupanuga Prabhu abandoned the idea of this Santa Claus in Washington while we were having our meeting. It's been about 2 days. And then he gave this telephone call from distance, from outside, saying that tomorrow I'll shoot you, I'll kill you, things like that. And they get this telephone call in the temple from outsiders. If you come like that in Santa Claus, we'll give you a bullet, like that. So Rupanuga completely abandoned this idea. So he said, tell what we are, be honest, and do as we've been doing. And in fact, devotees are doing, and they got more in the next morning. Got more book sales, sold. That's going as Hare Krishna, than just an Hare Krishna dress, instead of just going as Santa Claus. So I think...
Then now we stop.
It was just Christmas time.
But that Santa Claus is only used for
Christmas
2 weeks.
So from next year, we shall not do that.
No, if it becomes controversial, then there's no point.
Oh, many, especially in the newspaper.
Oh,
especially
terrible publicity in the newspaper.
It came in the Calcutta newspaper, but it was not bad. It was not a bad article. It was a good article.
What is it? Do you believe that the Hare Krishna...
Would you believe three Hare Krishnas dressed
in
Santa
Claus
suits? So
I think
cancer.
People were more amused than they were angry.
Yes, it is amusing.
Yes. At least the newspaper article in the Statesman was very amusing. It did not criticize. Because it mentioned that by wearing these suits, we are able to distribute many literatures on God consciousness, which is the real meaning of Christmas.
In Los Angeles,
they wrote this in the
States,
so it was favorable.
In Los Angeles, there was some controversy, some trouble, so they had big signs that said ISKCON, and they had a thing printed up that they put on the bucket that they were collecting with that said, "Help us put the real spirit of God back into Christmas." And people appreciated that. We stated who we were and we stated that.
Whenever there's some controversy, there's always somebody that was dead against, and there's always somebody who's for you. But the general public, they just observe.
It makes a better point for them. Instead of making a better point for ourselves.
Against party.
So they take the advantage, that's all, because so many people are trying to find out the defects here and there, just a little bit, and they want to amplify if they find little.
So the whole, our temple activities are going nice.
Yes.
There is no hindrance on account of this counter propaganda.
So probably only in Atlanta and Washington.
No, what is the position, Atlanta and Washington?
Atlanta also they have the difficulty that Polavani told me that before I left, that we lost...
John.
We lost an airport in the port. That was just where I left. So people are trying to be very critical, especially in these different circles. It's a New York problem and all these symptoms becoming very critical. Starting
critical means they're taking this moment now seriously.
Yes, it's coming up. Because of their sons and daughters are joining.
Critical means our triumph.
Yeah, they know we have some substance now.
Yeah. But I think we can pretty much convince the academic circles rather easily. And our philosophy is so strong and powerful that if we can make a good presentation in the educated circles, especially colleges and universities.
So that we have time, we have got all the books in the educated circle.
Not only books, but good solid presentation.
To make it that is that you are in our institute, you lecture.
I think our journal, this Sabhigyanam, will be
able to be
Robert's mercy, I think it will be very useful in making contact with the...
So circle. When you are going to publish?
We wanted to print this in about 3 months, the first volume.
And not yet finished?
I have the draft, the manuscript here. It's very revised. Then we have to contact with the...
How many pages?
Pardon?
How many pages it will be?
Oh, it's going to be big. First, it's not too big for first volume. I have a drop here. Going to be first volume, but we're going to put a lot of illustrations. Colorful.
It's like an encyclopedia.
Three big scientists. What?
No, this is Rupa Gupra who is writing an article. This is all about. This life and matter, mainly, and there have been articles by Prabhu called the from psychology. He said the some sort of a measure of consciousness from psychological point of view.
He was a student of psychology.
Yes.
Yeah. And
Giriraj was.
Yeah.
Psychology is very important.
Giriraj can also write an article.
Yes, some sort of Maharaj and everybody can contribute articles, some sort of academic article, so that we can reach the intellectual class, which their format. But I talked about this with several Indians, the Indian scholars. And they think that it will be very powerful. Or in Krishna consciousness movement. If we add that, then say it's going to be very much more powerful.
Yes. When we present it as a basis, it must be powerful. All right.
I think in America that we cannot say that the general public is against us because the book sales are increasing. It's only when the book sales decrease.
No. So how many pages these have?
We plan to print at least 100 pages. It's volume. But this is already about 200 pages. So we're going to reduce it a little bit so that... can print it in the next
Life from Life. Oh, we are already advertising in our BBT list.
Yeah, it's already listed there.
We plan to have our book about 500 pages. And we should finish it by fall.
we finished major work. The difficult part is that established from science, comparative study, and we finished that. The next stage is it's not very difficult. It's about, they call fossil, these bones. We're going to say something about it, but that's not much. Then, conclusion.
So you are scientist, devotee, and Kshatriya. And Kshatriya in force. You must believe this, or I'll kill you. And as scientist, convincing argument. And as devotee, Krishna energy. Vidyat samavana smara. That is Krishna's word. Fight and remember. That's all. Combination. Kshatriya, devotee, and scientist. Very good. Kshatriya does not know beyond two things, victory or death, no third thing. That is Kshatriya. In a fighting, if I do not gain victory, then I must die. Truth, that is Kshatriya's victory. Whenever there is fight between the two Kshatriyas, one must die. That is last point, no compromise. Jarasandha and Bhim fighting for 28 days. In the evening they are friends, but the fighting went on until one is dead. That is Kshatriya's fighting. Well, that's it now. I think in Europe also there was knights.
Yeah, knights. Chivalrous. Huh? Well known for chivalrous behavior. Very gallant.
Hmm. One of them must die. That is Kshatriya's faith.
Hmm.
No compromise. And it will go on until one is dead. That is chivalry. Chivalry?
Chivalry.
Some of our devotees have got that spirit. Some of our men, Keshava, has sometimes taken 10 men at a time. Once in San Francisco at Rath Yatra, some men were attacking the deity, throwing rocks. Keshava was picking in San Francisco about 4 years back. Black men. Keshava was picking them up over his head and throwing them across cars. 10 men, he took all of them, one only himself, finished all of them. He didn't kill them, but he stopped it. He said he thought
Lord Nrisimha
helping him.
Mm.
But he was fearless.
He is robust also.
Yes.
Like Kshatriya. Keshav, Karanda's brother.
This letter they have asked for 6 persons.
Ah.
5 including yourself.
Ah.
But I think if we send a few more by vehicle, by car, vehicles, then we can bring maybe 10 or 20 more. And we can have a big program.
Yeah.
Because 5 men are not
so
enough.
Do that.
So I can give the names.
Okay. Give me the names. Of
at least 20 men.
Passport numbers, so that we can get the inner pass.
Yes. And you can say 5 plus 1 by plane, because even if we go, we have to bring books.
Oh, yes.
And you cannot bring so many books on the plane.
Oh, no.
So we can bring these by road. There's a road there.
That will be nice, Srila Prabhupada.
No. So,
from Calcutta to Imphal by road,
he'll take the party.
Yes.
So, marriage tomorrow.
And we can carry all the books and everything by road.
Oh, yes. Do that.
So, about a week. Will be orange,
oh yes.
our Mayapur program finishes when?
The last day is the 8th.
8th?
And then to Vrindavan.
8th March?
Yes.
So when you expect to go there?
Right after Mayapur festival, whenever Srila Prabhupada is ready, after Mayapur festival, any date will be suitable.
Say after
Vrindavan, we may not go, what is wrong there?
Yes.
About a week.
Because when does monsoon start here? In June? It starts very early.
Yes, in June.
So we have to go before. That gives us...
We don't have to be in Bombay for any reason though now, because the opening is not going to take place till late. So
if just after Mayapur festival, if you go to...
From Calcutta?
Yes.
Wanted to go to
Haridaspur
after that, or no?
That is later. This is very important. Manipur, we want to make a very strong center because it is Vaishnava state.
And Khatriyas.
Khatriyas.
We can raise an army
there
to protect the temples and the demons.
So, in March, if we get go...
It'll be nice in March.
By the middle?
Yes, sometime in the middle.
Then?
Yeah, climate, the weather will be very nice.
Very nice. So make that time.
Right. And we can go by road.
Yes, you go by road, and we go by train. Or all of us, we can go by road. Is it possible? No.
Well, the roads are not so good.
Flying from here to, it's only 220 rupees. And they're paying for 6 people round trip, so...
It'd be easier for
500 per head.
Yeah, about 500, less.
That's very nice.
So make that arrangement, you shall go. Very good.
And maybe from there, we can, on our way by road, we know some people in Shillong. And maybe from Imphal, you can go to Shillong for some programs. In Shillong.
Yes.
Because that is an important city, very big city.
Yeah,
Shillong is Assam.
And Meghalaya.
Yes, it's now Meghalaya.
Now Meghalaya. But it used to be a British capital.
The children, they're not attacking the children. Otherwise, they cannot keep poor, ferocious animal life in a place. They'll fight and they'll kill one. You are at that time there?
No.
So you give this letter and do the next.
We could reply.